Hello and welcome to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Global spending on the Internet of Things is expected to hit over $1 trillion in the next few years. Deutsche Bank is utilizing social media to find new recruits, and Facebook is planning to implement ads into its videos. The total worldwide spending on the Internet of Things is expected to hit nearly $1.3 trillion by 2020. A forecast by International Data Corp, or IDC, has suggested that spending on the technology will increase at a rate of around 15% each year, with most of its costs going towards hardware. It was noted that spending in the hardware sector was likely to reach around $400 billion in the next 3 years. A statement from the IDC said that cross-industry investment, which represents systems such as connected vehicles and smart buildings, would be one of the top segments of spending before 2020. Marcus Tocchia, an IDC research manager, added that a fairly close relationship existed between high-growth IoT use cases in consumer product and service industries, such as retail and healthcare. Deutsche Bank has launched an initiative that allows it to look into potential new employees on social media. The bank has been keeping an eye on the progress of university students' Twitter and LinkedIn feeds since November in order to find potential new recruits. Since its launch, this scheme has helped the bank to find up to 250 potential new employees in the UK who are now part of Deutsche Bank's recruitment program. Faye Woodhead, head of graduate recruitment for the bank, said that it's been looking at selected groups and societies from around 30 British universities from which it had previously hired. She said that the system worked well and it helped to identify and approach people very, very quickly. However, the strategy drew criticism from some, with James Reid, chairman of the recruitment group Reid, asking why Deutsche Bank was approaching students who did not have any intentions of working in banking. Despite this, the bank has announced that it plans to launch a similar scheme in the US later this year. Facebook will soon be implementing ads between video on its platforms. Currently, users can watch a series of videos on Facebook without having to sit through adverts. However, users may now experience video ads appearing as soon as 20 seconds after the start of a video, longer than 90 seconds or more. Facebook is reportedly planning to sell these ads to publishers, who will then receive around 55% of revenue generated. Similarly, Instagram is planning to use similar video advertising to its parent company. Under the photo sharing app's plans, ads would appear between videos within its stories feature. According to Ad Age, Instagram is testing the feature now with select publishers and content creators. Telefonica has opened a new scheme that it hopes to give support and an international platform to the most innovative new startup ideas from across the world. The TOF Global Race is aimed at startup projects that have no current income and less than 1,000 current users. To enter, entrants must provide a brief description of their startup, an image and explanatory video. The winner of the competition will be revealed in Barcelona from a select group of projects from a number of markets. Telefonica hopes that the competition will shine a light on the potential of smaller digital projects around the world. And finally, Hyundai has launched a new website that will allow customers to buy their new cars online. The new so-called click-to-buy website is the first time that a manufacturer has offered a complete car buying experience online. It'll be available to UK customers only, both on desktop and on mobile devices. Following payment, which can include part exchange on an old car, users can either collect the car from the local dealership or have the car delivered to their home. Hyundai has said that the new service moves the needle even further towards the customer by taking the hassle out of buying a car. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.